Maybe that would be like a great way for everybody to take a time out and to become present and try to figure out how can I pay it back, pay it forward today. What can I do?
That's an Instagram day. Let's start it. We have an Instagram day. Pay it forward day.
I like it.
Welcome to Girls Gone Gritty.
I'm Farley Boyle.
I'm Darian Boyle.
And I'm Jennifer Brenius.
Collectively, we're two sister-in-laws with our bestie.
We don't just talk. We do it. Day, night, mountain, beach, and city.
Get ready as we bring gratitude and attitude to everything we do.
We jump in head first, unafraid, and we're all in all the time.
We bring it on and get it on each week, diving deep into authentic, unscripted conversations
on just about everything.
So,
let's get gritty. Bring it on.
So we're coming here today, the Girls Gone Gritty. I'm Jennifer, and we're going to be talking about paying it forward. We're coming off of last week's episode talking about amazing surprises. And one little thing that came out of that conversation was, sometimes people surprise you and they give you a little gift of, kindness. So we want to talk this week about just, what it means to you about paying it forward. We've got the scope of from the littlest things to the biggest things. So we thought it would be a really fun thing to talk about today with you, our viewers. How are you guys doing, Far? D, you guys coming in from other places today? We're not in the same zone.
I like when we're in the same zone.
I like when we're in the same zone. Farley makes
like when we're sitting on a couch together, we're having a little snack, we're having some coffee.
Drinking. Talking shop, but now we're just talking shop over Zoom. So what's better? It's knowing where I am again. It's snowing, but it is Vermont. But paying it forward, that's really important part of, I think, all our makeups.
Let's define it for our listener, our viewer. For me, paying it forward means, not necessarily taking a negative and turning it into a positive. It just means taking something that's been done and either amplifying it or making it more positive. But, if everybody paid it forward in life, not in a negative aspect, in a positive way, we would live in a much nicer place.
Yeah. So, I also think paying it forward is, I think about it as it's doing a selfless act. It's giving back. It's doing something that someone didn't ask you to go do. So we do a lot of charity work, our family and your husband and my brothers, and we're part of Operation Beachhead, and we help out with High Fives. Operation Beachhead, it takes wounded veterans, surfing, hockey, and it's just getting out there in the water and helping these people, giving them basically a memory, creating one for them of getting them in the water and pushing them into a wave and accepting that wave. Like back in the day, you might've been able to paddle into it, but now you're getting pushed into it, but you're still getting that same joy. So it's giving back joy to people. And that's what I think that definition is. And I can go a lot longer into all the other charity stuff that we do, but that's huge because it's people that who Operation Beachhead, it's, wounded veterans that have, they'll come in with no legs. They'll have one leg. They'll like literally stepped on a bomb. And here you are giving them and sharing this experience of the ocean. And it hits your heart and it's like the best day ever. So that's
one great example
of the world. Yeah.
See, we have a good example in our family. Chase, my middle daughter, survived a near drowning incident. And instead of, starting a charity because of a void that needed to be filled, we started a charity to give back or to pay it forward because she survived. So our story is a story of happiness because it shows that doing something is better than doing nothing, and that children's bodies reignite with just a little spark of hope. Oh, I'm getting paid. Somebody's paying it forward here right now. Moose would like to be in this segment, once again.
He looks
animal
triggered.
Love is paying it forward. But anyways, we took a negative situation and we made lemonade out of lemons. And you know what? It was a positive story because she survived a near drowning. And So, you know, we rolled up our sleeves and we were not a member of the club where somebody's lost somebody. So we had energy that was like a positive type of energy fueling, you know, the nonprofit brand. And we're very thankful. And that's why we decided to pay it forward, because we wanted to be able to give back because we had received a blessing. So that's my example of, you know, paying it forward.
Yeah. And that was such fun times that we had doing that. It was such an amazing energy to be part of the Chase for Life, you know.
I forgot to tell people what it stands for. Chase for Life is CPR Heimlich Awareness Safety Education. And our mission was to get people educated in how to sustain a life until help could take over. So not necessarily do perfect CPR, because kids don't need perfect CPR. They just need a spark of life and for somebody to be proactive. It takes a lot more to save us. So that was our mission. And we saved a lot of lives.
Yeah. Well, and you know what Farley said, I think is really resonates is like do something, get involved in something. And, you know, Gary and Farley have amazing charities that they've been involved with. I've been in a bunch as well, but I think that the really amazing message is what you just said is just like, do something. It doesn't have to be an enormous thing. You don't have to start a charity or get in the water and surf with, you know, people who are, you know, in need of that magnitude. Like you can just be nice to somebody, like walking out of the store and smile. I mean, post-COVID days, I mean, you hear about how depressed people are, and it just takes one person, like just random act of kindness that is a huge pay it forward. And just being nice is something that I think has been like a little bit lost. Everybody's so short and so quick and in their own zone and focused on their own day. And they don't understand that there may be somebody that's going through something really, really difficult, who's not going to tell the world, who doesn't have a grand mission, but you just paid it forward by your act of, you know, holding the door open, saying hello, or just giving a simple smile. So I think
I love a random act of kindness. That's great. We should practice that every day.
Totally. I saw,
like when a little kid comes and opens the door for you. And I've had that happen a few times, you know, young little kid, maybe 8, 9, 10, 14. Here you go, ma'am. I'm like, whoa, first of all, ma'am, I don't know about ma'am, but okay. Thank you. And then you go, wow, you have really great parents. They're raising you correctly. And I remember when this little boy opened the door for me and I walked out and he met his mom. And I said that it just like melted my heart. The fact your son opened the door for me, I said, you're doing such an amazing job. And I swear she almost started crying. And it's just those random acts. Yeah. People, they're too involved. They're too in their screens. They're too like, they're not present enough. People aren't present to even open up their hearts because they can't open it up for themselves. They're too worried about, oh, hey, who's calling me? And like, so we love it. Selfless acts. I know my dad.
Yep.
But sorry, you go, Jen. What?
No. That's okay. I was just going to say, you know, I mentioned COVID, obviously it's a huge time period for everybody, but didn't you love, I know when Farley and I would take walks on the beach, we would find like random little things. And I found a shell that somebody had like physically made a heart on, you know, painted a heart. And like, there were all these little treasures that people were doing to try and pay that energy forward.
Messages that they were leaving on the beach.
Up. Yeah. I mean, like, think about the energy you create with somebody who picks up something like that. Like, that is just so cool to me. And was something that, you know, was a positive of some of the things that were happening during that time period that, still love finding one of those.
I actually did that in Florida when I spent a good amount of time with my parents. I collected shells. I decorated them. I put a little special message on the inside of a clamshell because they've got beautiful clamshells. And I would put the clamshell face down on the waterline, or I'd put it like, you know, with stuff all around it. And then I would go back and sit in my seat and watch just random people that were walking up and down, picking up shells, come across one of the surprises. And to see like a child's face when they got, you know, something magical like that, that they bring back and they put on their mantle or they put on their coffee table, and it brought them joy. You know, to me, I think paying it forward equates joy, because you're doing something that you appreciated. And in return, you're paying it forward. So whatever it is, I appreciated my daughter living. Okay. So I'm going to try to help more people's children live, you know, when an accident happens. That's what paying it forward really is. If somebody opened the door for you, then now you open the door. If somebody gave you the last, you know, you didn't have 26 cents needed to pay your bill or whatever, and somebody gives you their quarter, you know, it's like, what was the last thing that you remember somebody doing for you that you appreciated that now you can replicate?
Well, when I, in 2003, I was a professional skier and my nickname's Digger. I've broken like 65 broken bones for anybody listening. In 2003, I broke my neck in six places. My arm was paralyzed. But it was the day I had just seen the ski patrol at Squaw. And I was like, hey guys, I'll see you at the bar. And then went down, we were filming, skied this line. Well, I needed about like maybe just a quarter of an inch, half an inch more snow. And what happened when I landed the air, my ski got hung up on the jagged rocks and I like flipped. And once again, my name is Digger. So tuck and roll, I've done this 100 times. And it's like, I was like, I flipped off this giant cliff and put into this one patch of snow. Obviously I had angels. My friend who had just died, I swear I felt him right next to me saying, Digger, you broke your neck, don't move. So fast forward, Halo, recovery. I always said, I really want to get involved with foundation that helps with spinal injuries. I really want to give back to anyone that had an injury that needs to recover. And hey, you can do it, because my force of family, friends was so strong that it got me over that I could, was actually able to walk. I was able to move far. You were part of it. And
God, I gave you one of your first baths.
Yeah. But had I not had that support, doctors are still like, I don't know how you survived and you're not paralyzed and you don't have brain damage. But with that being said, when I met my husband, Jeff, he's like, yeah, well, one of my best friends is roommates is Nick Benacani. Happened to be part of the Benacani Foundation for spinal injuries. And he, when we moved to Vermont and we've lived here for a while, he said, because the ski patrol was so instrumental in having you get your life back, to be able to walk, to talk, to move, it was a huge factor how he has then become a ski patrol and put so much time and hours and effort into studying and efforts on the mountain. You don't get paid, it's volunteer. But it was very, very much a huge factor why he got involved in ski patrol. And he has since saved a guy's life. His golf partner like literally died in front of him and he brought him back. So he has then saved other people's lives because of an injury that happened to me in 2003. That was a really long way to get after it.
I love it. And he didn't even know you when this injury happened, but you know what? He recognizes, I mean, you're still active. I mean, here's this person that did break her neck, that still skis, that stand up paddle boards around like New York City and comes in top, you know, top performer for a chick. I mean, she's pretty rad, gotta say. You just were done. You know what? It just was. I look at Chase's story. I look at your story, and it just wasn't your time. And you know why? Because we were meant to turn around and pay it forward. And that's what you've done in so many different ways. It almost becomes your mantra. Like, I don't know how to not try to do that, because I feel like we dodged a bullet. And you know, I'm eternally grateful in so many ways.
Every day I'm grateful. Every day I'm like, I wake up and I wiggle my toes and I'm like, thank you, God. Thank you, MC. And so grateful. And we have an event where I'm on the board of Surfers Environmental Alliance, and which stands for SEA. And we have the Sea Paddle New York City, which is a paddle we did for 12 years. You paddle around New York City. We brought in athletes from around the world, like the top surfers in the world, pioneers. Tom Kern, Jerry Lopez, Double D, Derek Dorner, like love him to death. He's one of the people who started it, and it raises money for autism and the environment. So once again, it's like you're out on the water, and we help raise money for autistic groups that take kids surfing. So it's just different ways you can give back. And it warms my heart every time I think about all those things, but you don't do it because like, oh, I have to. You do it because it's part of your soul. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah. Leave the planet better than the way you found it, right? Leave your mark. Be somebody who's a change maker. Be somebody who's, you know, positive influence.
Picking up trash is paying it forward.
Totally.
How about your plastic bag movement, Jen? Why don't you share that?
Yeah. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, I think like you feel inspired by stuff and you want to make a move. When, you know, I had taken a trip to Alaska and I talked to some of the locals and they talk about, you know, climate change and the impact, and they see it like, you know, on the front lines of it where like the ecosystem's changing. Long story short, I came home and I was like, what can I do here in New Jersey? And, you know, we got involved, we got started a grass movement, and we're very instrumental in getting the plastic bag ban. Don't hate me.
I curse her when I go into the grocery store and I forget my plastic bag. And now I just carry a big IKEA blue bag because I refuse to do 15 trips. So I like, that's my workout for the day.
They were good for, you know, walking the dog.
Yeah. Well, there's so many issues, but you know, at the end of the day, trying to shift awareness and wake people up a little bit as to what's going on and trying to be able to make your, you know, footprint, you know, on this planet a little bit less. So many of us,
this initiative, if everybody tried to think, what can I do today to pay something forward, whether it's, you know, small or big, if we all woke up with that type of mentality, can you imagine? I mean, I wish, like, we're coming up with all these new calendar holidays. Why couldn't we have a pay it forward day? You know, maybe that would be like a great way for everybody to take a time out and to become present and try to figure out, how can I pay it back? You know, pay it forward today. What can I do?
Yeah, that's an Instagram day. Let's start it. We have an Instagram day. Pay it forward day.
I like it. I think it would be a really nice thing for kids to get used to and to have to take one day. I mean, let's hope that they do something fabulous every day, but one day that they really try to do something. And, you know, this is where some of the best ideas could come from. You know, maybe something massive could come from it, or even just something, you know, minute. It all matters.
It all matters. It all matters. All right. Well, that's awesome. All right. So we're going to come back to that at some point where we'll figure out what our day is going to be. We'll have to come up with something fabulous, obviously, figure out.
Yeah.
But I love that idea. So thank you guys so much for tuning into Girls Gone Gritty. And next week, we hope to come to you with some other fantastic, fabulous thing that we pay it forward for. So until then.
Pay it forward.
Yes. Thank you for listening. Go out and make it a great day. Peace out.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Girls Gone Gritty.
You can check us out on Instagram and Facebook.
If this episode hits home, share it with someone who needs to get gritty.
The 3 G's, we'll see you next week.
Peace out.